Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, we're going to be looking at...
We're going to be looking at some interesting buildings in Taiwan.
Interesting buildings in Taiwan. Well, I hope we have 2 days for this article.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Because there are lots of interesting buildings around. And even more because, you know, they keep building new buildings.
Yeah, and the thing with Taipei is that I think it's becoming like this art center, art central. So we'll get to see a lot of these cool buildings like the Flora Exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
They built a lot of cool buildings there.
Yeah.
So I think we're seeing a lot of those things in Taiwan now.
Cool. All right. So we'll start off with Taipei. And, of course, we'll visit some other places to look at some interesting buildings in Taiwan. Let's check it out.
Taiwan's unique buildings. It is a breathtaking sight whenever I stand under Taipei 101.
However, the Khalifa Tower in Dubai broke its record and became the world's tallest.
So, there is a new title for Taipei 101, the tallest green building on the planet.
Really? I think it looks more gray than green.
I'm not talking about the color on the outside. I mean, it saves a lot of water and electricity.
Oh, right. But how does that work?
It has energy smart light bulbs and air conditioning.
You mean the power turns off when someone walks away from them?
Exactly. Also, a special system collects rainwater for all the plants in the building.
Amazing! Taipei 101 is not only great, but also clean.
Title. The city that never sleeps is one of New York City's titles. The city that never sleeps is one of New York City's titles. Gray. The clouds turned gray and it started to rain. Electricity. The electricity went off because of the big storm last night. System. A system of body parts works together to keep the body healthy.
Okay, so our article is actually a conversation between Patricia and Brendan. And they're talking about at the beginning of the article, I should say, the most famous building, probably at least in Taipei, which is...
Taipei 101.
That's right. Yeah.
So Patricia says, it is a breathtaking sight whenever I stand under Taipei 101. Absolutely true, because Taipei 101 is so tall, you really have to kind of bend over and look at this tall building of 101 floors. It was almost, actually it was the tallest building in the world until another building was built.
It was 550 meters tall. That's half a kilometer up in the sky. So yes, you really have to bend your neck straight back. And when we say something is breathtaking, well, it takes your breath away. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to sort of be dying because you can't breathe, but it means you might go, like that for a second, right? Because it's surprising, it's amazing, it's something you would never expect to see. And certainly a really big building or a really huge ocean, you know, something kind of bigger than we can imagine will be breathtaking. It will take your breath away. I agree. I can't really walk around in Taipei 101, that area, without, you know, looking up and thinking for a few seconds, man, that is a big building.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, it's not the biggest building in the world anymore. Brendan tells us about that. He says, however, the Khalifa Tower in Dubai, the Khalifa Tower is the name of the building in Dubai, that's the country in the Middle East. This building broke its record, broke Taipei 101's record, and became the world's tallest by quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's over like 700 meters tall.
Wow.
Yeah, another name you might actually see for the Khalifa Tower is the Burj Khalifa. That's
mm-hmm.
B-U-R-J or B-U-R-G. It's the Arabic word for tower. So Burj Khalifa, in English, we say the Khalifa Tower in Dubai.
That's right. Patricia then says, there is a new title for Taipei 101.
Oh, really?
The tallest green building on the planet.
Oh.
Well, that's really interesting. I never knew that Taipei 101 was actually a green building.
I just thought
it was just really, really tall.
Yeah, very cool.
So we see our word par word here, the word title.
Mm.
So Mike, what does title mean?
The title is the formal name of something. So for example, if you're talking about a book, the name of the book is the title. If you're talking about a movie, Titanic, Avatar, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, that's the name of the book, the name mm-hmm. of the movie. Of course, we also have titles for TV shows, titles for songs, and titles for people or places. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people would know of New York as the Big Apple. That's sort of a
right.
name for the city. And of course, people have titles. President Ma, his title is president, or
mm-hmm.
mayor someone. That person is the mayor, so mayor is their title. Well, Taipei 101, its title used to be the tallest building in the world. It's no longer the tallest, right?
Mm-hmm.
We learned about that. But it could be the tallest green building in
That's
the world.
That's really impressive
yeah.
as well.
If something has green in the title like that, we mean it's environmentally friendly, right? So it doesn't use a lot of electricity or power. It recycles the garbage and does lots of good things to protect the environment. So that's a good title to have. We have an example sentence for the word title, don't we?
Yes, we do. And our sample sentence is, the city that never sleeps is one of New York City's titles.
That's right, it is.
Yeah, the city that never sleeps is one of New York City's titles.
It's such a great city. It has more than one title.
Yeah, so besides the Big Apple, it's also known as the city that doesn't sleep.
Yeah, or Gotham.
Oh, yeah, Gotham
right.
City.
Yeah.
I always picture Gotham City as New York City.
Right.
And I always mix those two together.
I think originally it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Batman maybe lives in New York. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get back to the article. Brendan says, really, he's surprised to learn that Taipei 101 is a big green building. I think it looks more gray than green. So he doesn't really understand what's going on here. Yes, when you look at Taipei 101, it is not green.
Yeah.
The color of the building is not green. It's kind of gray or a bluish gray.
Mm-hmm.
Gray is a color that we find all over the place, right? People wear gray clothes. Basically, you take some black, you take an equal amount of white, you mix them together, you have gray. So when
mm-hmm.
we look at metal, for example, metal is often gray. Or think of the sky on a cloudy day, right?
Right.
If you see a gray sky, you know, well, maybe today's not
mm-hmm.
the day to go to the beach if the sky is that color of gray. For example, we could say the clouds turned gray and it started to rain. The clouds turned gray and it started to rain. I should point out, if you read a book from England or maybe Canada, people in that part of the world spell gray G-R-E-Y, G-R-E-Y,
right.
whereas the American spelling is G-R-A-Y, but it's always the same color.
Right. Mm. All right, so next in the article, Patricia says, I'm not talking about the color on the outside.
Silly Brendan.
I know, but she means it saves a lot of water and electricity.
Mm.
So like Mike mentioned, green just means something that you're able to recycle. It uses less energy, maybe less water. It maybe even collects energy as
Ooh,
well.
Ooh, saves, yeah.
yeah.
That'd be even better from the sun or the
yeah.
wind or something. True.
So here we see our word for our word, electricity.
Mm.
Electricity is a form form of energy, and it powers objects such as light bulbs in your home, maybe your smartphone, your computer. So, for example, there is electricity in lightning. That's why during a thunderstorm, and if there's lightning, try to stay from metallic objects or maybe away from trees as well.
That's true. Absolutely. Electricity can be dangerous, of course, like in a storm. But yes, we use it all the time. Anytime you want to know how important electricity is, well, just decide not to use some for one whole day, and you'll discover there's not a lot you can do these days.
Exactly.
Maybe read a book with a candle. With a candle, because you can't even turn on light. Yeah, anything you plug in, right? Plug into the wall to make it work. That's electricity being used there. We have an example sentence. The electricity went off because of the big storm last night. The electricity went off because of the big storm last night. Like, it can happen after typhoons, right?
Right.
You knock the trees down and that hits the electrical wires. Boom, no electricity. All right, back to the article. Brendan says, oh, right, a green building. Now he understands. But how does that work? How does a building become green and environmentally friendly?
All right, so let's see what they do at Taipei 101.
Mm.
Patricia says it has energy smart light bulbs and air conditioning.
Okay,
so if something is energy smart, that means that maybe when you walk there or when you walk away, the light will turn off by itself.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and of course, light bulbs are the glass bulbs that we put underneath lamps or ceilings, and that produces electricity.
Yeah.
So we can get light.
Right. You kind of screw them into your lamp or your ceiling light. Boom, you've got light with a light bulb. Brendan says, you mean the power turns off when someone walks away from them? That was what Tiffany was explaining about these smart light bulbs.
Yeah, so Patricia says, exactly. Also, a special system collects rainwater for all of the plants in the building.
Wow.
So, wow, it is really a complete green building. Not only does it have these energy-saving light bulbs, but it collects rainwater or water for all the plants. So you don't have to turn on the faucet or, you know, get water from the hose outside. It collects natural rain for water for these plants.
Great, which of course is free too. So you're not even using up the other water that we could use for drinking or cooking. You're using free water from the sky.
Exactly.
Super system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like you mentioned, system. So system is our word, power word, and it means a group of things like pieces of equipment that are connected or that work together. So if you think about a computer, it needs a system in order to work. For example, the computer needs the motherboard, or the keyboard, a monitor, and other things to work together so you're able to use it.
Oh, okay, because if you have just the keyboard or just the monitor, things won't work. When I think of system, I also often think of transportation, right, around a city. You catch a bus near your house, and that takes you to the MRT, and that takes you to the train station, and that can take you to the airport, and all of these things are connected. If the bus is stopped over here and the trains were over here, well, that wouldn't be a very good system because things have to work well together, like computers do.
Yeah.
All right, Brendan says, amazing. Oh, I should say we have an example sentence for
system.
Oh,
yeah, we do. Okay, we almost forgot about that, but here are our sample sentences.
My thinking system wasn't working.
It's all right. But anyway, our sample sentence is, a system of body parts work together to keep the body healthy. A system of body parts work together to keep the body healthy.
It is true, right? You breathe and the air goes in your blood and your heart moves the blood and then your muscles move. It's a system.
Right.
There you go. Brendan says, amazing. Talking about Taipei 101, he says it's amazing. Taipei 101 is not only great, but also clean.
Great
totally plus clean equals green.
Really. But before we take a look at more of our article, let's first take a look at our 英文 快译通.
Hello, 大家好, I'm Tim. 英文中 not only A but also B 是表示不但怎么样也怎么样的意思。不过到底该怎么样来使用呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先，我们把 not only A but also B 称为对等连接词。A 和 B 的词性必须要相同。用来举个例子 This cake not only smells good, but also tastes good. This cake not only smells good, but also tastes good. 这块蛋糕不但闻起来很香，吃起来也很好吃。Smell 跟 taste 同样都是动词。除此之外 ，not only but also 里的 also 经常可以省略，所以这个句子也可以写成 This cake not only smells good but tastes good. This cake not only smells good but tastes good. 接下来 ，not only A but also B， 如果连接两个不同主词时，动词的变化必须要配合 B， 也就是后面的主词。让我来举个例子。Not only the students, but also the teacher was at the stadium. Not only the students, but also the teacher was at the stadium. 不仅学生，连老师也在体育馆里面。同学们有注意到吗？虽然前方的 the students 是复数，但是这边的动词是用单数的 was， 配合后方的主词 the teacher， 这点同学们要特别注意哦。最后，当 not only 放在句首，连接两个子句的时候 ，not only 所连接的子句要倒装，必须要把 be 动词或者是助动词放在主词的前面。让我来举个例子 ：Not only is John gifted and successful, but he also has a good heart. Not only is John gifted and successful, but he also has a good heart.John 不但很有天分又成功，还有一副好的心肠。同学们有没有注意到，这句话里面先出现了动词 is， 才出现主词 John。 这句话的原句应该是 John is not only gifted and successful but he also has a good heart. John is not only gifted and successful but he also has a good heart。好了，让我来跟同学复习一下今天的例句跟用法。Not only but also 前后连接的字词词性必须相同。This cake not only smells good but also tastes good。 此外，当 not only but also 连接两个不同主词的时候，动词的变化必须配合后面的主词。 Not only the students but also the teacher was at the stadium。 最后， not only 放在句首的时候，Not only 所连接的子句要倒装。Not only is John gifted and successful, but he also has a good heart. 同学们是不是都记起来了呢？好了，这样同学是不是对 not only but also 的用法更了解了呢？英文快一通，我们下次见喽。
Well, I have to say that Taipei 101 is one of my favorite buildings.In Taipei. Whenever I have friends visiting the city from far away, I always take them to Taipei 101. It's a great place to climb up and you know, see the
city. Enjoy the view. Exactly. Yeah. I think everyone's always surprised by just how tall the building is and just how impressive it is. So it's always a good place to visit.Even for locals and tourists, I think.
Absolutely. So if you haven't checked out Taipei 101, yeah, take a chance. Pay a little bit of money, get your ticket, go to the top. I think going at night is the best time. I've been in the daytime and the nighttime. I think night's the best because the lights of the city, of course, are much more beautiful at that time. But I've always wanted to go at sunset, you know, right around 6 p.m. when the sun's going down. Then you could kind of get the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to bring some sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
The sun
really
might
bright.
Be strong. Anyways, check out Taipei 101, and you might even see some of these wonderful smart light bulbs they have.
Yeah. All right, so we'll catch you guys next time, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
After dinner, we went to a party and had a whale of a time.
After dinner, we went to a party and had a whale of a time.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要继续看看英文中用动物做比喻的表达方法。要跟大家介绍的句子是 After dinner, we went to a party and had a whale of a time.晚餐后我们去了一场派对，在那玩得很开心。英文中 当我们要表达玩得很开心的时候，可以说 have a good time 或者是 have a great time， 甚至可以用我们这次例句中的 have a whale of a time 表示玩得很开心的意思。这个用法的由来众说纷纭，有人说是因为以前英国有一位很有名的 DJ 叫做 James Whale， 他常常喜欢捉弄人家让自己开心，而他的姓刚好就叫 Whale。 也有人说是从白金记的故事衍生而来的，但都没有正确的答案。不过最简单的联想其实就是金鱼的体积这么庞大，刚好可以用来形容自己开心的程度，这样是不是比较好记呢？现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。 After dinner, we went to a party and had a whale of a time. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
After dinner, we went to a party and had a whale of a time.
After dinner, we went to a party.And had a whale of a time.
Taiwan's unique buildings. It is a breathtaking sight whenever I stand under Taipei 101.
However, the Khalifa Tower in Dubai broke its record and became the world's tallest.
So, there is a new title for Taipei 101.The tallest green building on the planet.
Really? I think it looks more gray than green.
I'm not talking about the color on the outside. I mean, it saves a lot of water and electricity.
Oh, right. But how does that work?
It has energy smart light bulbs and air conditioning.
You mean the power turns off when someone walks away from them?
Exactly. Also, a special system collects rainwater for all the plants in the building.
Amazing! Taipei 101 is not only great, but also clean.
Title. Title. The city that never sleeps.Is one of New York City's titles. The city that never sleeps is one of New York City's titles. Gray, gray. The clouds turned gray and it started to rain. The clouds turned gray and it started to rain. Electricity, electricity.The electricity went off because of the big storm last night. The electricity went off because of the big storm last night. System, system. A system of body parts works together to keep the body healthy.A system of body parts works together to keep the body healthy.